The Member of Parliament for Tema West, Carlos Ahinkra, and the Tema Central MPP Chairman Charles Boateng helped to disperse more than 200 members of the MPP Invisible Forces who thronged the premises of the Ghana Ports and Harbours Authority, GPHA, demanding to be offered security jobs. At a talk with the MP and Mr. Boateng, the macho men, who were mostly dressed in black t-shirts with the inscription Invisible Forces, went away peacefully. The police and port security had early on prevailed on the members of the group to move to the backyard of the Golden Jubilee Terminal, where they stood in groups with some motorbikes. A member of the team, Ibrahim Idrisu, stated that they were not at the terminal to take over the place, but rather to fight for job opportunities. Another member of the group, Suleiman Ismail, said they had no problem with GPHA and the national security, but rather against their leaders who want to outsmart them. The MP for Tema West, Carlos Ahinkra, comments on the issue.
My party, what do you call, supported.
Okay.
And I body win that they've gone to port, and they are not just going there to eat anything. They are looking for employment opportunity. When I heard, I went there to just verify whether what they were telling me was the truth. When I went there, I saw all of them. I know all of them. They are part. So I only gathered them and spoke with them that this thing take process. So they should allow us to be talking to the authorities and see how best we can look for opportunities for them. So I was able to cool them down.
So what is the assurance that you gave them that they were able to leave the premises for the day?
You see, I am their leader.
Okay.
I am a leader of Tema. So if you really a party member, you should know me, and two, we have leadership qualities to speak with them. I have spoken with them. I've been able to cool them down, and the sanity has prevailed.
That was the MP for Tema West, Carlos Ahinkra, speaking on the issue of some members of the Invisible Forces withdrawing the Ghana Ports and Harbors Authority, demanding to be offered jobs.
Meanwhile, the Director of Marketing and Corporate Affairs at the Ghana Ports and Harbors Authority, Paul Asare Ansah, has been explaining what transpired at the authority's premises when a group said to be members of the Invisible Forces of the NPP gathered there demanding to be given jobs. He told Radio Ghana that the management was surprised to have seen about 100 members of the group on its premises requesting to be employed.
We had a group of young men who came to the port. As it was, they had information that some people whom they described as members of the Invisible Forces from Accra had been brought to the port to work for the national security. So they came to ascertain the veracity of that information, and if it was, make sure that they would replace those people who were brought from Accra, because they are based in Tema here, and they wouldn't see the need or the why people should be brought from Accra when there's a job opportunity for them to take advantage of right right in front of them at the port. So that is why they came. The target was not the Ghana Ports and Harbors Authority, but the target was the national security operatives, which they felt that had been brought from Accra to replace those who were there earlier on. So it was an employment opportunity that they believe they should rather have the benefit of.
Were they carrying letters sanctioning them to do that? As in appointment letters?
No, they were not. In actual fact, the information we had was that there was an earlier letter from certain quarters requesting some people come to the port and verify information that was given to the transition team on the ground. You know, so those guys were there for this specific assignment, but not that they had been employed to replace those who were there, the national security people who were there. But let me emphasize that much as one would understand the desperation of this young man, is that it's an indication of the build-up, of expectation from before the elections, after elections. And there's a tendency for some people to believe that once the change has happened, the impact should reflect on their lifestyle immediately.
Director of Marketing and Corporate Affairs at the Ghana Port and Harbors Authority, Paul Asare Ansah.